few announcements as we conclude the service today. The Poetry Cafe on Friday evening, I hear, was a wonderful event. A number of people coming out to share various poems and readings. So thank you, Leonard, and to everyone who was involved with you, and Doug. And there are many here today in the outreach working group who were part of organizing that. And what's really wonderful about the event is that there were people from the community who were there and part of it as well. And that's what it's really all about, is reminding ourselves that we're part of the community and reminding the community that we are part of the community as well. Next Saturday is our parish retreat with Archbishop Terry Finley. We have 18 people registered, which is wonderful. And I'm thrilled that we have 18 of us going to spend the day at the convent and some reflection upon the sacrament of the moment and what it is that we have to be thankful for. There are still 2 spaces, maybe even a few more if we have more. So please do let me know if you're interested. But I especially ask your prayers for Archbishop Finley as he prepares for next Saturday, and for those who will be attending, that it will be a day that is spiritually renewing and enriching. A reminder of the bazaar. Lorraine's sitting back there, and if you see Lorraine about the bazaar, it's coming up in a few short weeks now, and plans 3. So if you read the bulletin, there's lots of ideas in there of things that you can start bringing in. But especially we need people to volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. That's the word of the day. So see Lorraine, get involved. It's a wonderful opportunity. And again, as I've said before, it's not just to raise money for the parish, which is an important piece, but it's an opportunity to share fellowship together and be together as community. And I've had more fun at bazaars, just being there and sharing in what goes on in that day. A reminder, too, of the parish Thanksgiving dinner the week after the bazaar. And if you see Sherwin and Jean, they have tickets. Last week, about 25 tickets went after church last Sunday. So they're going fast. 30 tickets went last week. Wow. Awesome. So see them if you'd like to get tickets. It's going to be a wonderful event and a good dinner as we come together. Next Sunday, I ask for your prayers. I will not be here next Sunday. Sister Connie will be here presiding and Leonard will be preaching. I am going back to the first parish where I served as incumbent, St. John's Weston, which is basically where the 400 and the 401 meet. As you may have read in the latest Anglican, the 4 parishes in that area are amalgamating. And it is becoming the new parish of St. Mary and St. Martha. And I served at St. John's Weston as their incumbent, and it is one of the churches that is closing as part of the amalgamation. And next Sunday will be the final service there. So I ask your prayers for that congregation as we gather together to celebrate the ministry that's happened in that place and to commend that future ministry of this new parish to God's glory. Max, did you have a... Colleen, yes, I understand. And I can announce that... Come on up front here. Want to remind us to do what? What do you want to remind us to bring in?
Milk
bags. Milk bags. And what are you making with them again? I don't know, but I want to...
Kids'
beds. This is a wonderful opportunity. It's something that's easy for us to do. Save your milk bags. Bring them in. You said 500 to make one mat, right? Let's see if we as a parish can make at least one mat. And I want to say thank you again for bringing that to our attention, because I think that's wonderful and an opportunity for us to join with you. I think we need to congratulate Tatiana, though. I have to tell you why we have to congratulate her. Yesterday, she was in a contest, and she became... What was the title? Ultimate Majesty Young People's Choice. And you see she has her banner there and her crown that she has. And what I think is wonderful about what she's doing is this is as much about community service and about helping others as anything else. And I understand she got the banner for the work that she did in helping the hospital for sick children. Raised $225 for sick children. So there's an example of what we all can do. And as I talked about last week, The kids being an important part of who we are as community, we learn from our children what it is that we all can be doing. So thank you for that, and congratulations, and God's blessings upon you. Now our close... Oh, morning. So we have mooncake today in celebration of the Moon Festival. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. One of the values of bringing different cultural traditions together is being able to acknowledge what it is that happens in other parts of the world. So thank you for that, and take part in that. Our recessional hymn today is...